This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Earlier, Cardi B announced in a since-deleted Instagram video that she and Offset, who share a five-month-old daughter, had been trying to work things out, but ultimately, quote, grew out of love, unquote. The couple, though, flew to Puerto Rico, where they had a private encounter, and Offset gave her birthday gifts worth over $110,000. That's an expensive, I'm sorry. Tom Hanks doesn't pop in for fast food like everyone else. The Oscar-winning star recently stopped by an LA area In-N-Out burger for a bite and ended up making news for his kindness. Hanks not only stopped to shake hands and take pictures with customers, but he also bought everyone lunch. Hey, Tom, how about a double-double with cheese for yours truly? No? Hello? Kim Kardashian and Kanye West have quietly bought a $14 million apartment along Miami's gleaming billionaire beach bunker, a source said. Kimye have bought into the 18-story luxury beachfront tower, Faena House. Located along Collins Avenue, home to Goldman Sachs chairman Lloyd Blankfein, it has four bedrooms and five and a half baths, good for each of Ye's personalities. Christina Almusa and Aunt Anstead gave their family and friends quite the surprise with a secret wedding at their home in Newport Beach, California. The newlywed tricksters invited 70 people over under the ruse that they'd all be going to a local Christmas boat parade, when in fact, they had an entire ceremony planned. There was even an altar in their front yard. Flip or flop? It's been a bleak holiday season for Steve Carell and Robert Zemeckis after Welcome to Marwen flopped spectacularly. The $40 million drama about a man's attempts to overcome his PTSD is one of the biggest bombs of the year, debuting to a disastrous $2.4 million. It stands to lose between $45 and $50 million. The producers better learn, would you like fries with that, sir? Breaking up is hard to do, especially during the holidays, and Mayim Bialik knows that firsthand. The Big Bang Theory actress opened up about her struggles on Christmas Eve, posting, quote, "The government is in a shutdown, it's Christmas Eve day, I'm newly single and not doing so well, to be quite honest," unquote. Pity party? Pity party for one? Pity party? Pity party. Well, I guess Drake is just like most parents, thinking their kid is the greatest at anything they do. The rapper's kept mostly quiet about his first child, Adonis, but on the day after Christmas, he proudly showed off his kid's artwork to his fans, saying he thought his son's work of art topped anything Pablo Picasso could do. Huh, looked like a bunch of splotches to me. Wait, that was the Picasso. Kevin Spacey will face a charge of felony sexual assault in Nantucket, Massachusetts District Court January 7th. The alleged assault on a male victim took place at a Nantucket bar in 2016, where Spacey allegedly bought the 18-year-old drink after drink after drink. The young man, who is heterosexual, claimed Spacey sexually assaulted him while he was drunk. Perv! Meek Mill was in the spirit of giving this holiday season. Yep. On Christmas Eve, the Philadelphia rapper handed out more than $100,000 worth of toys to about 3,000 kids in need. Mill, who grew up with a single parent, said he understands what it's like to grow up without presents under the tree on Christmas. That's pretty heartwarming. Good work, Meek. A 29-year-old man who once jumped on stage at a Taylor Swift concert saying, "I love that girl," has been arrested on suspicion of murder. Yeah. Christian Ewing was busted for a parole violation and rearrested for beating 57-year-old Gregory Freeman to death in San Diego. Ewing beat him with an object and he died 3 days later. Both he and Freeman were homeless. What is Nicki Minaj thinking? Amid backlash over his controversial past, Kenneth Perry, Nikki's new boyfriend, has memorialized his affection for her with a neck tat. Nikki made their relationship Instagram official a few weeks ago. Kenneth is a registered sex offender in the state of New York and was convicted of manslaughter in 2002. Come on, Nikki, you can do better. Real Housewives of New Jersey star Danielle Staub has filed documents claiming her estranged husband, Marty Caffrey, abused her emotionally, verbally, and physically during their marriage. She says he held her down while screaming derogatory comments in her face and secretly recorded her when they had sex, threatening to go public with the recordings. Now that's low. Even for New Jersey. A good man is hard to find, and a good deodorant is even harder. Just ask Ashanti. The singer said her current obsession is Kopari Coconut Deodorant, which contains no aluminum, baking soda, parabens, or silicone. Though each 2-ounce stick will set you back a hefty $14, she said the formula holds up on even the sweatiest days. $14 per stick? Just call her Bling Pits. Has been. Actress Heather Locklear, 57, left her treatment facility to celebrate Christmas in L.A. with loved ones. Yep, you heard me. Heather was let out for a few days for the Christmas holidays and pretty much kept it low-key, spending time with her boyfriend, Chris Heiser. Locklear has a 21-year-old daughter with ex-Bon Jovi guitarist Richie Sambora. Funny, now she's living on a prayer. The Trash Bin. Former Disney Channel actor Stoney Westmoreland has been charged with 6 felony counts after authorities said he tried to have sex with a 13-year-old boy. The 48-year-old Westmoreland was on the dating app Grindr when he found a profile operated by a police detective. He was arrested after he took a car to meet the boy so they could go back to his hotel room. You perv.
The news wrap-up.
Fortnite maker Epic Games has been valued at $15 billion. Snap hit a new low, closing under $5 per share for the first time. On average, kids open their first social media account at 11, even though they're legally not allowed to until they turn 13. Cuba is planning to roll out mobile internet for the first time, but the cost of data is seen as prohibitive to locals whose average take-home pay is only $30 a month. $30? That's the average Uber ride in LA.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Aquaman continues to be the number one film at the box office.
The number one album.
Kodak Black's Dying to Live is number one again.
The number one app.
Minecraft Pocket Edition is still the number one paid app in the USA.
The number one book.
Becoming by Michelle Obama is the number one nonfiction book for a 6th week.
Daystar Peterson, better known as Tory Lanez, was born in Brampton, Ontario, Canada in 1992, and his family later moved to Miami. Tory practiced and refined his rapping styles throughout his childhood, spending a lot of time alone after learning that his mother had died due to a rare disease. His family moved to Atlanta, where he met his friend Hakeem, who gave him his nickname Lanes as a comment on his thrill-seeking tendencies. He wouldn't look out for traffic and would play in the lanes. Fast forward, he's still taking chances, but they're musical chances. Here's Tory Lanez featuring Rich the Kid with the Song of the Week, Talk to Me.
Talk to me, talk to me. Say it's all for me. Then get on and get off of me. That is all for me. Ain't got no more love to offer me. Watch your tongue for me. How you talk to me softly. You gon' touch yourself, get off of me. What you want from me? Got your thoughts running, heart pumping, and your skull jumping. You gon' fall for me. You gon' cut a bitch and bra for me. Whole bunch of missed calls for me. That's withdrawal, honey. Let that give you more money. It won't solve nothing. I take you shopping in all countries. Buy your dog something when you go topless and draw. For me, look like art to me. The way you sound when you talk to me, sound like harmony. Talk to me,
talk to me, baby. Talk to me. You's a pretty little missy, baby. I got one night for you, baby. It's so hot out the clothes, let them drop to the floor.
That was Tory Lanez featuring Rich the Kid with the Song of the Week, Talk to Me. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.